are lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD Radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
The following is a special presentation
of housing than the simple supply and demand reason. The Bay Area's traffic problems and congestion is a major reason why people have moved to outlying areas. In getting away from high housing costs, they have actually increased commute times, which have tripled on some roadways into and out of the Bay Area over the past 5 years.
We're driving on roads that, in many instances, have passed their useful life, and they're being kept, you know, in service by heroic maintenance efforts.
That's Bill Hawk at the California Business Roundtable, and those roads and freeways are the lifeblood of the Bay Area. A good transportation system lowers the cost of living.
There's good news and bad news from California when it comes to maintenance of its roads and bridges. The good news is the state is doing a pretty good job at measuring and knowing what it needs to do in terms of its maintenance needs. At the same time, the Department of Transportation has very serious deferred maintenance problems.
That's Richard Green at the Public Policy Institute. Now, a second major reason is the imbalance between jobs and housing. Major work centers in San Francisco, Santa Clara, San Jose, and Oakland all added more jobs over the last 5 years. That's a good thing. But a proper ratio is 1.5 new jobs to one new housing unit. But this is what's happened here in the Bay Area. New jobs for each new housing unit ranged from 2.9 in Oakland to 15.8 in San Francisco over the past 5 years. Coming up at 4 p.m. today, a solution that will take time, but the problem can be fixed.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake. Or check out our series online at quakeradio.com. Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
701 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Kaiser Permanente. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. A little rough getting up the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza this morning. At the top of the incline, there was a stall a little while ago. It's backed up all the way into the maze. Metering lights are on. They're ticking kind of slow right now. 880 southbound. We have a three-car crash, one-lane block just after Whipple in Walnut Creek, 680 southbound, spot where there were a whole bunch of wrecks a couple of days ago. We've got a new four-car crash, left-lane blocked at Treat Boulevard, backed up from 242 there. BART is running on time at the moment. You can be upset the traffic is bad, or you can be thankful you're not the cause of it. Drive safely. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer, and before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
Randy Rhodes, weekday afternoons from 3 till 6 on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
960 The Quake, beautiful day in the Bay Area. September and October, two best months for weather for good reason. It's exquisite this morning. And no warmer than the lower 70s inland, real nice. 54 in San Francisco now.
And the tourists don't know about it.
Tourists don't know about it. Right now, this is our time. Willie Brown is in New York City. And good morning, Willie.
Good morning, John. How are you?
How was your day and how was your night?
Well, both were really good. It rained a little bit here last night in New York. But I did a radio program here, one of our fellow stations, WOR, in Lionel, who said, make sure I said to Will Durst, hello.
Oh, Lionel's a great guy. Yeah, I was on the show a couple times.
Oh, man, he thinks you are a genius. The show was about you.
Oh, he's right.
It's very disturbing.
No, the Lionel Show is now on The Quake from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. every day. So
the guy is incredibly talented, and I was on the first segment of his show last night, which I assume we broadcast on The Quake. Also there was another friend of yours, Lynn. Her last name I don't recall, but she was quite aggressive about you as well, Will. So you have a lot of fans here in New York.
I love New York City. I miss the 212. I used to go there twice a year for a week, and I don't get a chance to go out there as much anymore.
And Newsweek has a new head man, John Meacham. He is coming in. He's said he was dropped by sometime this morning to say hello to us on the air.
Oh, he's going to join you in the studio there in New York?
Absolutely. We get the first broadcast of the new guy that's running Newsweek, and that's pretty good for us.
Excellent. Maybe he could tell us what Ahmadinejad said yesterday, or maybe he could tell us what Bush said yesterday.
Well, I think it would be easier if it was Ahmad's, because Bush's comments are still being digested by the analysts. Ahmad was pretty straight. He did a clever thing, though. He never named the United States by name. He just talked about hypocrisy, etc., and how that group of people couldn't handle violence in Iraq. How would they hope to handle problems in the other parts of the world? It was pretty traumatic.
Yeah, he called us the occupiers.
Yes, yes. And he was super casual. I assume he's doing an ad for The Gap or something.
No tie?
No. But he was decked. I got to tell you, he was decked. He was really decked. And you just can't imagine how complicated it is for a non-elected official types from throughout the world to be here in New York this week. The traffic problems are mounting based upon all of these police escorts. There clearly are no policemen protecting the banks and other places. And so I hate to broadcast that because my clients will leave San Francisco and come to New York for the next few days.
Well,
but it is absolutely amazing. And all these security guards, you guys with these old things in their ear, these Bluetooths in their ear, come along, and I'm standing in the middle of the hotel, right on the steps, about to go inside, making a telephone call, and this guy puts his hands on me and says, would you mind stepping aside, sir? I said, why? He said, well, because a very important person is about to come this way. The other guy standing in the doorway said, is it Willie Brown? The guy said,
he recognized you?
Hey, well, the other guy, another guy recognized me. And so then the security guard started calling, oh, Mr. Brown, we're very sorry. But I said, no, don't worry. You know, I think I got this hotel room on a deal anyway. So
did you get a chance to watch local news when you were there last night, Willie? Is it like saturation coverage of this, like on the cable news stations?
It is as if you're still doing 911. The way in which they're covering anybody who is anybody. I mean, I'm sure that this guy's a baker up in Brooklyn someplace. They were interviewing last night. The guy's not an international person, but he looked like an international person. So the locals are interviewing anybody they can, and they're on the streets with cameras and microphones all over. It's just amazing.
And also, the Thai prime minister is probably trying to get home. He's trying to negotiate the traffic jams in the streets.
Yeah, stories is while the prime minister was at the UN General Assembly watching speeches, there was a moderately or mildly peaceful coup.
Bloodless coup. I love that. You know, maybe we should convince Bush to go away and see if we can take our cue from the Thai military.
Somebody's got to have thought of it.
Well, you must also know that he must have suspected something, because one of my friends, I think jokingly, said they think they saw him over at Trump Towers trying to get a suite, trying to get a condo, just in case he didn't go home, which is, you know, pretty cool. I don't think I'd go back if somebody took over Mineola while I'm away. I don't think I would easily go back. I'd come back triumphantly.
Well, how humiliating for him. While he's here doing business, someone taps him on the shoulder and says, we've got trouble at home.
He's a billionaire.
Well, is he?
He's without credentials now. He's without credentials.
Oh, you think they stripped him of his diplomatic status? They're going to give him parking tickets now?
They would have to. He can't, you know, his ticket at the UN says he's the ruler of a certain country. If he's no longer the ruler of that country, he can come do talk shows.
What about the general who took over, Bunyaratnakulin?
He's on his way to New York.
He's going to take over his suite at the Waldorf.
That's right.
Hey, how much machinations do you think that President Bush's people had to go through to make sure that they weren't going to run in Ahmadinejad yesterday? There is no photo of them anywhere near one another.
I think everybody cooperated with that, because the time schedule they gave to each one of them, you know, and the number of visitors, seats, etc., they made sure that those two people would not, their paths would not cross, except at Starbucks, where I got my cappuccino this morning. The two of them were standing in line as well. And, of course, Bush ordered a frappuccino.
Well, wouldn't you both agree that it probably would have been the best thing ever for those two to actually sit down and have a cappuccino together?
Not for Bush, because it would have legitimized him. So it would have raised Ahmadinejad in everybody's
statue.
View. Yeah, exactly. So they would have. So it was great for him to. Do you think Ahmadinejad wanted to have his picture taken with Bush?
I think he wanted very much to show the world that he's not a monster, and that he is equally as talented, equally as endowed, and equally as entitled to peer status as it is with every other president, including Mr. Bush. After all, the head of China has met with him. The head of Russia has met with him. Chirac is trying to get anybody to meet with him. I saw him trying to get the bus boy to meet with him. And so everybody is willing to meet with him except Mr. Bush. And that's a little odd and a little strange. And I think so. I think that president was doing his best. I'm surprised, frankly, that he didn't figure out how to hook up, because Bush was all over town. Bush went to many other locations than just the UN while he was here in New York.
Well, he
didn't go up to Clinton's thing, but he went every other place.
He had the meeting with Chirac at the Waldorf.
That's right, and that's where most of the diplomats stay, you know. The permanent delegations that are housed here in New York, they usually house them at the Waldorf in the towers.
In that separate towers, yeah, because they got their own elevator up there.
In the same entrance, and so it's just easier for security purposes to have them all in one location. You know, and in case of fire, you know where to find them.
Well, the people of Iran
start a fire.
People of Iran and the people of America are not all that different. If you were to ask the people of Iran what kind of country they'd like to live in, it would be a much more Western style government. They enjoy consumer goods. They're not all that different from us, but their governments, our government and their government, is not a true representation of what the people are really about. Would you agree on that?
I would agree on both parts of that their governor does not represent the Iranian people, and our government does not represent the American people.
What are you going to do today, Willie? What's on your schedule?
Well, I'm going to hang in with you guys for the next 3 hours or so. Got John Mitchum coming in. I'm going to go over and visit with my friends at Simon & Schuster, who will begin and act like they want their money back, because I have not delivered the product as promised. But I'm going over to visit with them. And then tonight, I'm doing a thing with a group of people who are trying to help a candidate for the treasurership of the state of New Mexico. As a younger man named James Lewis is coming into town, and the controller of New York, both state and city, will be hosting an event, and a whole host of elected officials, possibly including ex-elected officials like Mr. Clinton, will be present there. So there's lots of things that are going to go on. And then there's a dinner party later for some of the people at the Global Initiative, and that may include our own mayor of San Francisco. So it's going to be a long day.
Oh, that's right. Gavin's going out there for that.
It's going to be a three-outfit day.
A three-outfit day for Willie. 7:14 at 9:60 The Quake. Later on the show, we'll talk about the Diebold voting machines. We kind of started on that yesterday, got people fired up. We take your calls at 866-960-KQKE. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 9:60 The Quake. 7:14. Let's take a look at Bay Area traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. And here's what's happening. Hercules, 80 westbound, Willow Ave, backed up from Magazine Street from a crash that's now been scooted over the shoulder. San Lorenzo, 880 southbound, just after Whipple is a crash. Looks like only one lane is blocked. CHP says traffic isn't serious through there, but there's some brake lights between 238 and Dyer Street. Top of the incline of the Bay Bridge, there was a stall there cleared. It's backed up all the way up the incline, backed up all the way into the maze, and the metering lights are on. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
Ever dream of going from 0 to 60? Where would you go fast? Get behind the wheel of the new 2006 Mitsubishi Eclipse GT from East Bay Mitsubishi and feel the thrill. That 263-horsepower engine, it's yours with 60 monthly payments of $1,667 per 1,000 financed at 0% APR. This offer is going fast. The new East Bay Mitsubishi at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi. Driven the thrill.
Your favorite shows have come together in one great place. The new CW Television Network.
Get ready, because here we come.
America's Next Top Model. Gilmore Girls. Smallville. One Tree Hill. Runaway. Everybody Hates Chris. And that's just the beginning. The new CW is launching tonight with the eye-popping two-hour season premiere of America's Next Top Model. The new CW Television Network.
Starts tonight at 8 on the CW Bay Area. 44 Cable 12.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Daily Tribune classified section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCRAF.
718, good morning from 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Our number is 866-960-KQKE. If you want to check in with us this morning, you're welcome to do so. Willie Brown is in New York City watching the foibles at the UN. Will Durst here with me in studio. If you were going to come see us at the Vitale today, not here. We're back at HQ doing the show, 7 to 10 this morning. Stephanie Miller gets us warmed up from 6 until 7. And as a new affiliate, so to speak, of the Quake, she got her first email from San Francisco. And it's pretty funny. We'll play that back for you in just a couple of minutes here on the Quake. This morning we have several topics that we want to run over, including one. Did you see what stuff's floating around the space shuttle? That they want to take the camera and take a look at it? That they're afraid that something's going to go
a wrong? A bunch of stuff. It's not just one thing. They saw one thing kind of float away, and they went, hey, what was that? Where'd it come from? We don't know. And then something else floated away, which they think was a plastic baggie. But now they have to check the entire outside. They go over with a fine-tooth comb, make sure it wasn't pivotal, you know, like a hinge or another heat tile.
So the landing has been delayed for a day. Go ahead, Willie.
What really disturbed them was the fact that a part of that debris was moving along at the same speed right next to the shuttle, as if it was flying with the shuttle. That really disturbed them. And so they decided that they had better do a camera check of the entire shuttle. And it's interesting how far technology has come, because it was not anybody on the shuttle that discovered it. It was somebody on the ground watching from a different camera in the bay of the spaceship that spotted this object. And that's when the crew up there began to look on the outside.
And that's why we need an international space agency, so that we can fine ourselves $50 for littering.
Well,
there should be a fine for this.
And do you know the alternative? They're on their way back, right? If, for by whatever reason, they decide the spaceship may not be safe and it needs to be, in fact, manually inspected, they have to turn around and go back to the space station, and there appears to be very little room at the end in the space station, because that Russian ship is on its way with that paid passenger for the space station.
Oh, the female tourist.
Correct. She paid $20 million for that trip.
I wish I had $20 million to pay to go into space. I'd love to be the first comedian in space. I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago they were taking applications from artists to be an artist on the space shuttle, and this was, of course, before the tragedy. But I was gonna apply. I want to tell jokes in space.
And just think what your shows would be like when you returned. You could go on for a couple of years without any new material.
That's right.
Well, who will give you a ride into space now for a price? So the Russians will give you a ride for...
Well, that's what you're talking about. There's a female tourist
$20 million
on the Russian space, their space shuttle.
Yeah, but can you go? If you pay up, will they give you a ride?
Well, there was that young boy band guy, Lance Bass. Remember? He paid $20 million.
The NSYNC guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think you not only have to pay, but you then also have to physically qualify.
You get a train. You know? Yeah, what are you saying there?
Well,
I would physically qualify. What are you saying, Brown?
No suggestion. I'm only establishing what I think of the rules. They certainly aren't going to take, you know, they're not taking anybody up there who's
going to keel over, yeah.
I think Richard Branson's Virgin Air is going to give you a ride into subsonic space. I think just above the what they call the ionosphere, the thin layer. I think for 200 large, you'll be able to do that. And sometime in the next couple of years.
Can you imagine you walk up and say, here's my $20 million? And the guy said, your eyes look kind of funny. Well, I came over here by Willie Nelson's bus.
Oh, yeah, Willie Nelson getting bused for pot. Now there's a revelation. What next? You know, ice in Antarctica? Hookers?
Oh, you should have heard all around New York last night, in and out of the restaurants and the bars. And, I mean, everybody was making some statement about Willie Nelson and pot. It was incredible. It said, well, don't you think maybe he was actually issuing pot? He wasn't smoking it himself. He was delivering it in a humanitarian relief program by Willie Nelson.
Yes, Willie Nelson, Texas pot to Louisiana.
Yes, yes.
7:23 at 9:60, The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Let's say good morning to listener number one, John in San Francisco. Hello.
Good morning. Before I get to my main point, I want to tell Will how much I enjoyed your commercial about dog and cat coat fur from China.
What was that?
You know, where the lady walked by and went, roof, roof, meow, meow.
Is that you?
Wow, when was this?
I saw it on TV a couple days ago.
You don't even know this TV spot you're in?
John, wow.
No,
I Will Durst.
I believe it. I somehow seem to remember it, but I don't know where I did it or when.
What you calling us about, John?
What? Excuse me?
What are you
Thanks
calling
for
us
confusing
about?
Me, John.
Always glad to. Hey, now the point I wanted to make is about President Ahmadinejad's speech and how impressed I was with his proposal that the non-aligned movement and the African Union should both have seats on the Security Council.
That was a boon for the third world countries. He and Hugo Chavez are setting themselves up to be the replacements for Fidel Castro.
By the way, as Hugo was around New York last night too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting the party circuit?
Speaking
today. Believe
it
or not, he was hanging out with the brothers. That was that was impressive. He was really hanging out with the brothers and didn't realize that every one of those brothers want to sell natural gas that they get from him.
Thanks for your call, John.
That'll buy it.
How does somebody get a spot on the Security Council? You buy your way in?
No, I don't think they've had another
fellow members
in years and years.
No, they have not, and the fellow members vote you. It's kind of like the executive board of the UN, and it's made up, obviously, of the most powerful nations in the world. And any single nation can, on that Security Council, can virtually, hang the entire UN up.
And Germany and Japan still aren't members because of the way they screwed up in World War II, right?
I think that's still the status. I'm not a great follower of the UN.
But the thing about the Security Council is that any veto by any member of the Security Council, boom, it's got to be a unanimous Security Council vote. So that's why it's so important to be on the Security Council.
China is an up-and-coming country. That's fairly obvious. What's their deal with the UN now? Do they have the influence they want?
I don't think they have the influence they want because the U.S. still dominates everything. U.S. pays more money into the U.N.
Which is why Bolton's trying to bend the agenda.
That is correct. And the United Nations usually can have its way by virtue of the foreign aid it provides to many, many other countries. So it just doesn't have its vote. It has the vote of a number of other people. So when you say, do you buy your way? Well, it's not exactly a quid pro quo, but there will be no aid if you don't cooperate.
The United States gives more than anybody else on Earth, right?
Yet, no question. We provide more for other nations of the world than anybody else on Earth. Although, if the Middle Eastern nations got together with their vast amount of wealth and their huge control of energy resources, just think if the U.S. controlled energy resources equal to what they have in the Middle East, or if not greater than, we would be difficult to get along with.
Why do conservatives hate the UN so much?
Because third world countries have so much power. For instance, the Human Rights Council a couple years ago was headed up by Libya because of the way they rotate the leadership, so you end up with anomalies like that. Interior fallacies, yes.
So it's like a one world government thing that they're all about.
You would note, for an example, if the UN takes up the issue of what's going on with reference to Saddam's trial, as many rights organizations are insisting upon, when they bounced that judge yesterday, you know that the judge got bounced because he said Saddam was not a dictator. He got bounced. Who do you think criticized the bouncing? It was the rights groups. So you can see that in these international discussions, the division sometimes does not reflect what we have here in America. And you'll find rights groups to the left of almost everybody. That creates some hostility towards the UN from conservatives.
I think China's main deal right now is to join G8, right?
Yes. They would know nothing better. Because the G8, that's becoming,
it's all,
by the way.
Yeah, it's becoming the new big power.
The new big power. That's because that's where the money is. That's where the resources are. And they do not, and they are not, they're not housed here in New York. They're not controlled by any influence, frankly, from all these very small nations that can vote for or against a resolution on occasions. It's just the eight. And believe me, that eight constitutes a huge checkbooks that people seem to have more respect for than they do words.
So what should the average citizen, the average Joe walking down the street, what does all this UN, you know, chess playing mean to them? Where does it hit home anywhere?
The UN still represents the only place where dialogue can take place between countries like Iran and the United States without having to resort to war. I suspect that there could have been a resolution of any problem existing in Iraq if you had just allowed the inspectors to develop the political will for all the nations in the world based upon what they would find or not find with reference to weapons of mass destruction. Only the UN can provide us with that forum. And so I've got to believe that the UN, in its place in history, will be one of having avoided conflicts like those in Iraq.
And we get Ahmed Karzai speaking to the General Assembly right now. I think, you know, all those militias were afraid of the black helicopters of the UN. I mean, the UN is great for humanitarian aid and stuff, but I doubt if they, you know, put together an invasion, I doubt if the UN could organize a bridal council, a bridal shower, you know.
729 and 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, the managing editor of Newsweek, fresh on the job. John Meekum will join us in just a few minutes here. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Seven 30. Let's check traffic. Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center brought to us this time by the Big Spin Scratchers from the California Lottery. Pretty slow in the upper deck of the Bay Bridge coming into San Francisco. An earlier stall in the incline's been moved, but it's backed up all the way into the maze. The metering lights are on anyway. 280 northbound at 101. There's a stall blocking the far right lane. A lot of brake lights behind that. Rest of the bridges look okay, and Bart, the whole system is on time at the moment. If you seek fame and fortune, then seek out the Big Spin Scratchers from the California Lottery. You could win up to $3 million on the Big Spin TV show, so play today. You have to be 18 or older to play. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website at quakeradio.com.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month.
and everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
The words of the Universal Declaration are as true today as they were when they were written. As liberty flourishes, nations grow in tolerance and hope and peace. And we're seeing that bright future begin to take root in the broader Middle East. Some of the changes in the Middle East have been dramatic, and we see the results in this chamber. 5 years ago, Afghanistan was ruled by the brutal Taliban regime, and its seat in this body was contested. Now the seat is held by the freely elected government of Afghanistan, which is represented today by President Karzai.
7:35 at 9:60, the Quake. President Bush speaking to the UN General Assembly yesterday. President Karzai will be addressing that same body in just a few minutes from New York, where Willie Brown is this morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 9:60, the Quake. Before our show gets started every day, we have Stephanie Miller from 6 until 7 o'clock. Just started this week, part of our new fall season here on the Quake. And she brings it every morning. It's a good show. If you haven't checked it out, it'd be a great idea for you to do so to get your day started. We received the first email to the Stephanie Miller Show from San Francisco and the Bay Area yesterday, and Stephanie began her show with it this morning. Take a listen.
Have you ever started reading a letter and you think, oh, this is very nice, and then you get to the last line and you're like,
Yeah.
Jim is apparently a progressive, but a very special one. Did he post this to some sort of progressive website or something?
I don't know.
He was kind enough to forward it to us.
Yes.
It was a glowing review of the show. I think he's up in San Francisco, our new affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
He writes, they sent this out to a bunch of people. Thank you, Jim. He says, hi, all. The Stephanie Miller Show has just been added to your local left radio station, The Quake, 960 AM, up in San Francisco. He goes on to say very nice things. I live for this show. It's bright, funny, combative. Now here comes the kicker. And best of all, no Jews. Jim.
What does that mean? Is that irony? Is he kidding?
Well, they went on a riff for a little while about it that they said, well, this show is Jew-free, so that emailer will be very happy. So you can hear Stephanie every morning from 6 until 7 o'clock, and hopefully she'll receive a few more insightful emails from Northern California to her show.
It's such an insult that we sent that.
And by the way,
responsible for that.
You can check out our new fall season lineup, including Stephanie and everyone else, at QuakeRadio.com. It's 7:37. Willie Brown is in New York City, and in just a few minutes, the managing editor of Newsweek will come rolling in to sit next to you, I would imagine. Right, Willie?
I sure hope he does. He told me late yesterday that he would be here about 7:30 your time, which is 10:30 New York time, but I've not seen him walk through the door. I got to tell you, trying to get into the studio, it's easier to get into the Pentagon. This is the second day I've been here, and they photograph me each time that I've walked through that door.
They photograph you?
Oh, yeah, they photograph, they have you do the ID, they match it against yesterday. It's just kind of amazing. But they're very pleasant about it. Then they call and they warn people that you're coming. They effectively prefer to have somebody come escort
you. They alert people you're coming. They don't warn people you're coming.
Oh, is that what? Well, okay, they alert people. You have a better way with language.
They alert people of your imminent arrival. Not imminent, yes. But eminent.
And then they send out an escort, and it's quite dramatic. So John may have bumped into that same relationship out front, and if he isn't walking around with a passport or something,
and 14 forms of ID,
yeah, he could be in trouble.
Now, he's responsible for all the day-to-day editorial operations of the Newsweek. The news magazines, a lot of folks thought would maybe go away with the power of the internet and everything, but the Newsweekly still. The circulation numbers are still pretty good. You see their representatives, the talking heads are everywhere on the Sunday shows and everything.
And the guy that he is replacing, Whitaker, has gone over to take over the online component of Newsweek. So Newsweek obviously has now made the partnership transition in which the magazine is going to show up online just as well as it shows up in your mailbox if you happen to be such a subscriber. My guess is that most magazines will have to go that way. I just don't know how you could do that with the New Yorker, though. The extensiveness of the stories contained therein, I don't think will lend themselves very easily to somebody sitting there reading there.
Well, I may be a Luddite, but I can't read a newspaper online. I don't have one of those big screens where you can see it full screen like it is a newspaper. And, I can't read that online.
I'm showing Will the Chronicle's
SF
homepage, right?
Yeah, the SF Gate. Because part of the tactile thing of reading a newspaper is going through it and then getting to page three and seeing something on page three. And I remember where it was. I can't remember anything. You never see the little tiny stories in there. The ones that capture your eye?
Well, when you use your computer screen, you're better off if you just do the summaries, you know, like that New York Times summary.
Exactly.
You can do that, but that only leads you to some other place, and that other place is the regular newspaper. And there's something about getting your hands all blackened that is interesting.
Especially with the L.A. Times.
Yes.
The dirtiest newspaper in America.
7:40 at 9:60, The Quake. The Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, addressed the U.N. General Assembly yesterday. We have a couple of cuts, experts, from his speech right here.
If the governments of the United States or the United Kingdom, who are permanent members of the Security Council, commit aggression, occupation, and violation of international law, which of the organs of the UN can take them to account?
You know what's funny about that is that when we talk about nukes in other countries, who's the only nation on the history of the human race to ever kill everyone with a nuclear bomb? That would be us.
And I don't understand why we get to say they can't have it.
I don't understand why they get to say that.
I don't understand why we get to say that.
Why we get to tell everybody you can't do what we did. That must drive them crazy.
Yeah, we have 37,000. We can kill everybody on the planet 150 times over, and then nobody else can have them because we don't trust them like they should trust us.
Well, they don't trust us now, right, Willie?
We've worked out treaties with almost everybody. There's one thing you can trust. We're not going to use the bomb. There's just no way. If we were even inclined to consider it, Bush would have already done it. You know that. So we're just not going to use the bomb.
Yeah, I can't agree with you. I think, you know, they're developing these tactical, these conventional, these battleground nukes, these bunker busters, and I don't... because. You could say before Bush that America would never attack a country unless it had been attacked, that we wouldn't do a preemptive war until Bush. So I'm afraid that you can't say that anymore with him.
Well, I hope I'm right, because I think that the reason why there is such a great amount of emphasis on no expanding of nuclear capacity in other nations is because in the hands of the wrong person, in the hands of these terrorists, in the hands of these suicide bombers, you know, the suicide bombers could operate on the theory that they must destroy the world in order to save the world. And they wouldn't hesitate, I suspect, the way in which they seem to use weapons of destruction, period. They wouldn't hesitate to use the bomb and destroy the whole world. And then let Allah, whomever, worry about what comes after that.
Let Allah sort it all out.
Kill them all, let Allah sort it out, yeah.
There may be, there may absolutely be some legitimacy to some world organization having the ultimate say in who shall or shall not touch these weapons.
It's interesting because the Pope, his actions the other day where he didn't say that Islam was intolerant. He mentioned the writings of a guy in the a Byzantine king who mentioned that. And he said this kind of thought has gone back for a long time. But he didn't say that. He just mentioned that the thought is that what he's trying to get is reciprocity, that it's okay in Christian countries, or the country is majority Christian, that you can be a Muslim, Islam can be your religion, but in Islamic countries, you're not allowed to have any other religion. And what he's looking for is reciprocity. He's actually trying to get that and get that promise from Islamic countries, which I has always bothered me. I don't know about you.
It's intolerant.
Intolerant. I think there's something basically wrong with anyone who attempts to impose their will and their views and their position upon other people, whether the other person wishes to receive it or not, and then suggest that there's something absolutely wrong with the other person if they don't receive it, and even wrong to the extent that that other person should not exist. That's just, it makes no sense whatsoever. How can anybody justify insisting that I do what they're doing, period?
Oh, it's easy.
I don't
to
harm them.
It's God's will.
Gosh. Well, that's really, when you resort to that, now you're beginning to lose me, because, you know, I have a relationship. He calls me up and he says, Mr. Willie, what do you want, God?
And who's your God? It all depends on which God you're talking about.
Correct.
My God is Thor. I'm a druid. My wife's an Aztec.
You always did. You come from a space in a place where a space ride for you would be a walk in the park.
Thank you, Willie Brown.
7:45. It's keeping it real.
Burst of Durst.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
No!
John Meacham from Newsweek magazine will join. He's the new managing editor, and he's coming up in a few minutes on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:45 and 9:60, the Quake. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Bay Bridge approaches. No stalls or accidents reported. They got plenty of company up at the toll plaza. The metering lights are on. It's a pretty slow crawl on the upper deck into the city. A couple of crashes of note. 101 southbound. CHP will need to run a traffic break just after San Bruno Avenue from a crash there. Fire crews have the left lane blocked after Whipple Road and 880 northbound up through Fremont. There was a hit-and-run accident there a few minutes ago. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit Quake Radio.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period, or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Oakland Raiders have this to say.
Promotion Express is always reliable, accommodating, and great to work with. Whenever a job needs to be done fast, Promotion Express Aikido comes to the rescue.
The Port of Oakland said,
ProX Print does terrific work. The entire process was easy, speedy, and affordable. We recommend everyone to print at ProX Print. Thanks again.
Go to proxprint.com or call 888-310-7769. Pickups in the East Bay or in San Francisco. Click on proxprint.com for details. Proxprint.com. Best prices on quality prints.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Hi, you've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Ginny Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name is Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear? With a high-def HD radio, these stations are all free. Go to HDRadio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
749 at 960 The Quake. West Coast Green coming up next week. It's on Thursday and Friday at the Bill Grand Civic in San Francisco. Did you know that if you shred up a bunch of Levi's, it's the best insulation for your house? It's a lot healthier than fiberglass, and it's good for Mother Earth. Will and Willie broadcasting live next Friday, the 29th, from 7 to 9 at West Coast Green. You can find out all about it and how to get your free passes. It's on the events page of QuakeRadio.com. 749, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie is in New York City, and somewhere, he says he's in UN hell, is the managing editor of Newsweek magazine, John Meacham. And he joins us. You're on, Mr. Meacham, with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
sir.
Hey, John.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, brother?
I'm just honored. Any day that starts talking to you is a good day.
All right. So when did you take over Newsweek?
Well, I will in about 2 weeks. We announced the transition from Mark Whitaker, our great editor and my great friend, who has had a marvelous run of 8 years after about a quarter century here at the magazine a couple of weeks ago, and he's going off to be editor-in-chief of New Ventures on the Washington Post web world, and I'm left back here with the dead trees to try to try to make it work, and it's very exciting. It's a great fun, and this will surprise you, I'm sure, I was a very strange child. So starting when I was about 7, I was obsessed with Time and Newsweek, and so this is a great pleasure.
Dream come true.
It's a dream right now. we'll see how rapidly it changes. You know, I think it was Oscar Wilde who said, those whom the gods would make crazy, they would first answer their prayers. So, we shall see.
Well, John, you have a whole team over at the UN covering the incredible number of activities that are going on, as well as Mr. Clinton's global initiative. Mr. Clinton's global initiative has not attracted as much attention in the news as I thought it would have by now. What is your people reporting that's going on over his efforts?
Well, you know, there's a former statesman in the country in the United States whom I won't name, who calls it the Bill, I Want to Save the World Clinton Festival. I think it's a great thing. You know, he's a very interesting former president, not surprisingly, the youngest, I think, since Theodore Roosevelt, and like Theodore Roosevelt, has all that energy and an active mind, and I think it's a good thing that he's putting it to work in getting folks to talk. My sense of the way the summit works is it's kind of a mini Davos, the World Economic Forum, where there's a discussion about AIDS and a discussion about poverty and a discussion about other crucial things. And he gets folks together. You know, this is obviously if Willie Brown is here, it's always a special time in Manhattan. But the rest of the other world leaders are also here. These are the busiest 2 weeks of the year in New York in some ways because of the General Assembly and Clinton. And you really find a kind of cross-pollination of ideas and people in these couple of weeks in New York. And you hope that something good for the stability and security of the world comes out of it.
We're speaking with John Meacham. He's the new managing editor of Newsweek. He's joining us here on 960 The Quake.
John, speculate on why you think Clinton would have scheduled his event at the same time that the General Assembly is meeting in New York. Could that have been just for the convenience of attendees?
Well, he probably thought the General Assembly needed some help, so they'd already be in town for his thing. And they could go over, I suspect. I think there is something to that. You can only get folks, you know, leaders away from their jobs every so often. And, it's also... President Clinton, God love him, likes attention, and there's no doubt about that. And so this is a way for him to be part of the conversation at a very interesting time in the city. It reminds me of an old story about Franklin Roosevelt. When FDR was drawing up the plans for the UN in 44 and early 45, obviously, he wanted to finish out his term as president, leave Washington in 1949, build an airstrip in Hyde Park, just up in Dutchess County, so that people could fly from, world leaders could fly from New York, from the UN, land at Hyde Park, present their problems to him. He would settle them, and they'd get back on the plane and fly back to New York. And I have a sense that if Clinton could put a helipad in Chappaqua, he would. So the other image that comes to mind is the wonderful image from Peanuts of Lucy offering psychiatric advice for 10 cents. Clinton will solve your world's problems for a dime. So I think it's all tangled up with both his own desire to play a important role and the fact that he does have an important role to play, and we should all be grateful for that.
Mr. Meacham, my name is Will Durst. I have the honor of co-hosting the show with Mr. Brown. I'm back in San Francisco. I write a little bit, a couple of columns here and there. Some are syndicated on the internet. I'm wondering, is the internet going to make you guys, you brick and mortar people, you tree killers, are you obsolete?
No, I don't think so, obviously. I have two young children to feed, and we have Mayor Brown's grandchildren to feed, too. So that's a very personal question. To answer it very seriously, I don't know how Newsweek is going to be delivered to our 20 million or so readers in 10 years. Will it be an email product? Will it be some other technology we haven't even come across yet, or will it be the magazine plus electronic distribution, which is where we are today? I simply don't know. The best thing I can do from where I sit is make sure that we are telling people things they don't know about but should. And I honestly believe, and this isn't spin, this isn't transition happy talk, I fundamentally believe that if you break news, if you break news on important topics, if you have intelligent and hopefully helpful things to say about how to think about, how to help people think about the problems of the world, then people are going to find you, whether it's on tactile pages or on Newsweek.com or in your device that we might send our magazine to. I must admit, I am more like a newspaper editor than I ever thought I would be in the magazine business, because we have to produce a daily product on Newsweek.com that people want to come check out and that they feel their attention and time is worth checking out. One of the big things about the transition from old media to new media is, whereas even 30 years ago, Time, Newsweek, the New York Times, the networks could take the audience somewhat for granted, that people were out of cultural habit, part of the country's DNA, we're going to subscribe, we're going to tune in, we're going to take a look at what you had to say. I think that has gone away. We have to earn people's attention and respect every week because there are so many choices, And I actually think that's a great thing for the country and for democracy. I mean, you can't be for the First Amendment for Newsweek and be against it for bloggers.
Right.
But I also think that there is a role, obviously, for not only the editing function that we do here in New York, but, you know, Newsweek is really about our very brave correspondents who are in Baghdad, who are in Lebanon, who are in Jerusalem, who are in Kabul, who are out there trying to find out the truth as best as they can see it.
Including our good buddy Michael Isikoff.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your time, sir. We've got to go. News at the top of the hour, but thanks very much for calling the show. We're very grateful to you.
Oh, I'm delighted.
John, I'll talk to you later in the day.
Yes, sir.
John Meacham, the new managing editor of Newsweek magazine. News at the top of the hour and a burst of dirt straight ahead. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
This is 960 The Quake. CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. This is a good day for the family of a kidnapped newborn baby girl in Missouri. The infant's okay. She's been returned to her family. The woman who allegedly took her is in custody. The baby's grandfather, Kenny Oceanbine, says his prayers were answered.
I myself tried to keep a positive attitude. I believe in God, and I've prayed and prayed and prayed, and the whole family has prayed, and everybody's prayed, and I believe that God was going to bring her back. He succeeded.
The suspect will be charged with kidnapping and assault. The astronauts spotted more debris floating alongside the space shuttle this morning, but CNN's Daniel Seaberg reports NASA's not too concerned.
They are continuing with this extended robotic arm to see if there is anything on these heat shield tiles that could be a problem, but at this point they're not seeing anything that's causing any alarm.
Plans call for the shuttle to land in Florida early tomorrow morning. California firefighters now are taking on three major fires in three different locations. Our Jim Roop reports the weather isn't cooperating either.
And the weather conditions are going to get worse as the week closes out, bringing the hot, dry northeast winds called the Santa Anas back again by the weekend. Three fires burning in three separate national forests, keeping crews extremely busy, and fire season's technically just getting underway. The biggest fire, the one burning for 17 straight days, is the Day Fire in the Los Padres National Forest, only about 20% contained, and already charring more than 93,000 acres. It'll burn for at least another week before there's any significant containment. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
President Bush wraps up 3 days in New York with a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Mr. Bush sees Abbas as a moderate who might be able to revive the Middle East peace process. Our Wolf Blitzer will interview Mr. Bush, and you can see that on CNN this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern. The AAA Travel Club says the national average price of gas is $2.47 a gallon, down more than 45 cents from a month ago and over a half dollar lower than last fall's highs. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
802, good morning. I'm John Scott, and this report is brought to us by Scandinavian Designs. 880 southbound, right before Broadway. Regrettably, we have a three-car crash blocking the left lane. It's slow from 5th Street up to the crash site. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. It's backed up well into the maze. East Shore Freeway westbound into the city looks okay. Knock on wood, no stalls or accidents. The rest of the maze approaches are all right as well. The peninsula, far east bay, no crashes, no stalls at the moment. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office, with 9 Bay Area locations to serve you. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit our website at QuakeRadio.com.
Have you been thinking about a divorce or separation and don't know what to do or where to start? Divorce with Dignity specializes in divorce planning and legal document assistance. Because they are not attorneys, they can literally save you thousands of dollars and help you part amicably without litigation. You can do this peacefully and with dignity for you both. Call Divorce with Dignity, 1-800-459-5556. That's 1-800-459-5556, or visit dwdignity.com.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Find out about the changes you helped us make. Go to QuakeRadio.com and check out the new program lineup. It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake, progressive talk radio.
It's 8:05 at 960 The Quake. Welcome. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. It's Will Durst and Willie Brown in New York City this morning, and I'm John Scott. Thank you for joining us. We have something this hour to get you pretty fired up about, and we're going to need your input on the phone at 866-960-KQKE. What if they stole an election? No one noticed. Devolved voting machines. What if a 12-year-old can go into a Radio Shack and 60 seconds later walk out with the necessary parts needed to foil an election? We're not making this stuff up. We have fact, we have proof, we have documentation, and we have Brad Friedman, who writes a blog about this very, very important issue. He'll be joining us in just a second. Right now, we have John Meacham on the phone, the Newsweek managing editor in New York. So we pushed it back a couple minutes. It's time for a burst of Durst.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their specials, their sales, and all their events. Well, I always tremble more than just a little bit when George Bush walks into the spotlight on the world stage, as he did yesterday when addressing the UN. It's the same feeling I get when San Francisco Giants closer Armando Benitez takes the mound in a save situation. I cover my eyes and peek through my fingers. It's a breath-holding, whispered prayers sort of time. Exciting, yeah, but not in what you call your good way. More like a sweaty way. Especially now, after almost six whole years of watching his sitcom, we've seen his work. We know too much. So many things could screw up. What if the teleprompter breaks down and he decides to practice his ad-lib skills? Could he get us into a war by mistake? Again, suppose he gets the urge to wander around the General Assembly giving female heads of state unrequested back rubs. Can a whole country be prosecuted for fostering sexual harassment? What if he gets caught up in the moment, decides he can pronounce Iranian President Ahmadinejad's name? And what about his safety? Aren't we putting him at unnecessary risk? Let's say he gets the munchies, pops a couple of pretzels, starts choking again. Mightn't the EMTs at the UN turn out to be on an unscheduled break once they find out the identity of their blue prone patient? Maybe Mr. Bush is better off in Crawford, Texas. He doesn't do so well on CNN International, especially when he poses with foreign leaders, and the other guy is much more eloquent in English as a second language. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Applause, please.
Ah, thank you.
It's good writing, Will.
Thank you, John Scott.
And it will be played at the UN during the lunch break over and over again.
I think Karzai's done speaking.
And people will chuckle and chuckle and chuckle.
Now, how many days does this go on, Mr. Brown? How many days are you going to be in UN hell?
I will leave here tomorrow, and I will be back hopefully on Friday with a fresh cappuccino and something other than the Starbucks cup that I had to walk 3 blocks with.
Three blocks out of your way, huh?
Yes. By the time I got here, it was cold. But I'll be back Friday. I'm going to fly out right after the show tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, it'll be good to have you.
Straight to the airport.
It'll be good to have you back in the studio.
Yes, and it'll be good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, Willie. It's 8:08. We've been hashing this around for quite a while, and our hosts the rest of the day here on The Quake have been hashing it around too. There's something really screwed up about electronic voting. It's so screwed up that we can't be confident about the results of the election. There seems to be special interests who would deny us the right to take a look at the paper trail of our electronic vote. The opposition is powerful and overwhelming and unending, and it's confusing and it's disturbing to a lot of us. The world is becoming electronic. Ones and zeros are the way we do business, the way we talk to each other, the way we send love letters to each other, and it's becoming the way that we pick our politicians. But there's a problem. It's the Diebold Company. We have a lot of evidence to suggest that something stinks inside that company. Some of the friends of that company are of questionable connection. Brad Blog writes about it all the time. Brad Friedman. He has miles of documentation and evidence. He writes Brad Blog. And if you're interested in this, you can take a look at it. Brad Friedman, welcome. You're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning, Will. Mr. Friedman.
Good morning from New York.
Yeah, we've got a real mess with our electoral system, but I'll tell you, it's not just Diebold. There are about three or four other American companies who are equally as bad, and now I've got to throw into that same pot all of these election directors around the country who have bought into their nonsense and who are pushing their stuff and who are now apologizing for these companies in many ways for their machines that simply don't work. And I got to add to it on top of that all of the politicians and the media who aren't outraged and doing something about it. We've recently learned from Princeton University now that conclusively they have found, they've taken a Diebold touchscreen machine and they have been able to insert a vote flipping virus onto it, which will flip votes, steal an election. It can be done undetectably, and that virus can be passed from machine to machine to machine. And you guys know, I've been talking about this and writing about this now for a long time. We've been trying to warn people. Folks haven't really wanted to listen. But, you know, the proof is there, and now we're, what are we, about 30, 40 days out from election, and we've got an electoral system with these new machines all across the country that simply don't work. We're facing a real meltdown on our hands this November, unfortunately.
48 days.
Yep.
Brad, we've had two now primary elections in the last 2 weeks. A week ago it was in New York, and this week it was in Massachusetts and the state of Washington. Have there been complaints directly from either one of those two states in those two elections about the machines of these various companies, including Diebold, in those elections?
Well, it's hard to keep up now. This is all coming so fast, but pretty much in every single election, primary election so far this year, we have had problems from the small to the enormous. I think the winner of the week last week was Maryland, the Maryland meltdown, as it's coming to be known. A lot of folks noticed it, I suppose, because it happened in Montgomery County out there where all of the D.C. Media and politicos live. Machines would not start up for hours, and thousands of people were turned away from the polls. Memory cards were left in the machines. and were not counted properly. At least two different candidates are now challenging those elections out there. But that sort of meltdown has really occurred in state after state, going all the way back to March 7th, the first primary of the year in Texas, when you had one county where 100,000 votes were added out of nowhere. It's happened in every single state, and folks like me have been trying to warn people about it, and maybe you can ask John Meacham when he comes up next why Newsweek hasn't covered this, because it's an alarming trend in the very core of our democracy.
Our anxiety-producing guest is Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. He's joining us here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
And if you'd like to ask Brad a question, I bet you have a few. If you've got a second, give us a shout at 866-960-KQKE. Gentlemen, you may continue.
Yes, Brad, tell us the names of companies in addition to DeBolt, and if you could, cite the states if your research reflects that.
Well, we've got all of these companies are really all over the country. The biggest company in America selling voting equipment is actually ES&S, Electronic Software and Systems, Inc. ES&S, Sequoia, Hart InterCivic, and Diebold are really the top four, and they've all had major failures around the country. ES&S has been probably the worst so far this year from primary to primary in something that's so basic it's just incredible. Ballot programming. They haven't been able to run elections in Texas, in Arkansas, in Indiana, in West Virginia, simply because they haven't had their ballots programmed in time for election day. And therefore, machines refused to start up, or absentee ballots could not be scanned. You know, as I say, it's happened everywhere. And then when they have gone in and done studies of the accuracy of these machines, and they don't get to do that very often unless you've got a complete meltdown, as you had in the Ohio primary, they've then gone in and they've taken a look and they found out, well, with these touch screens, for example, again, back to Diebold, the paper trails that they had didn't match up with the internal count, which didn't match up with the paper report that was printed. Nothing matched. Nothing was accurate. And as I've tried to, you know, make the case, whether someone is stealing an election or not, ultimately doesn't really matter. What matters is the confidence that you have in the system. Right now, every computer scientist and security expert in America will tell you there is absolutely no basis for having confidence in these elections on these new electronic machines, which were, you know, put out at an alarming rate after Congress passed the Help America Vote Act, and these companies just wanted to snatch up all the money they could. We're talking about more than $3 billion. And by the way, you know who the author of the Help America Vote Act was? It was our old friend Bob Ney of Ohio.
They convicted Mr. Bob Ney for refuses to give up his seat in Congress.
Well, that's right. And although he's pled guilty, and I believe he will be a felon, and by Ohio's laws, he won't even get to vote under the Help America Vote Act this year. It seems only fair to me.
And hopefully for a few more years he won't be able to vote because he'll be serving time.
Well, that's right. But you know, but America is stuck with his crappy bill, unfortunately, and we're paying the price. And you know, I've been warning everyone about this for a long time. Now at this point, it's so late in the game. We've had so many failures. I'm almost you know, the sort of the last ditch effort here. I'm trying to encourage folks to contact Congress and tell them to pass emergency legislation requiring every jurisdiction in America to have emergency paper ballots standing by, because we have seen, you know, forget about the voting machine fraud, forget about inaccuracies. At this point, as far as I can tell, guys, millions of Americans may well be disenfranchised when they show up to vote on Election Day and they're told, oh, sorry, the machines aren't working right now, please come back later. That's what we've seen now in all of these primary elections where, you know, thousands and thousands of folks have been disenfranchised just because there is nothing to vote on, and remarkably, these election directors don't have the common sense to look, have a piece of paper standing around, so at least if somebody bothers to show up, they can vote. So I'm calling on Congress, please do something. It can be a one-line piece of legislation that just says, voting jurisdictions must have emergency paper ballots standing by on election day. But even that, at this late date, will probably be too difficult to get through Congress unless the citizens rise up and demand it.
Brad Friedman is here. He writes Brad Blog, and he is, by all accounts, a pretty good expert on what's going on. You've been giving us some good knowledge, Brad. Let's take a call. Mike from Santa Rosa, 866-960-KQKE. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. A couple things I wish to add real quick. I recall during the 2004 presidential campaign when the president of Diebold was speaking before a group in the state of Ohio, and nice little Freudian slip, he promised to deliver the votes to the president.
He guaranteed a victory.
Guaranteed a victory. He said that I guarantee to deliver the votes of the people of Ohio to the president.
I will do whatever it takes, is what I think of what he said.
Yeah, actually, and it wasn't even a Freudian slip because he wrote it down. It was a fundraising letter. It wasn't a speech. It was actually a fundraising letter to Republicans. Wally O'Dell was CEO of Diebold, and yeah, he was a huge George W. Bush supporter. He was one of his pioneers. He has since been pushed out of the company because of his stupid comments in that letter. Once Diebold eventually saw the writing on the wall and what this guy was telling him, but he did promise the state of Ohio the electoral votes to George W. Bush. And remember, Diebold is based in North Canton, Ohio. Right near Bob Ney, as a matter of fact.
Thank you, Brad.
Hey, Brad, can we get you to stick for about three or four more minutes? Got a couple more folks that want to talk to you.
Happy to.
You can read all about it at bradblog.com. It's Brad Friedman, our guest. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 819 and 960, The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
It's 819. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. This report brought to us this time by Scandinavian Designs. 680 southbound. Car stall in the carpool lane. It's at North Main Street. Slow between Willow Pass and, of course, North Main Street. 880 southbound before Broadway in Oakland. Three-car crash. It's been there for a while. It's blocking the left lane slow from 5th Street. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordable furniture. Visit ScandinavianDesigns.com and check real-time local traffic anytime. Just go to QuakeRadio.com.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball. October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right. The world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend. Featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy. Plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Are you dealing with old corroding electrical wires in your home and need upgrading? Persons to Person Electric specialize in lighting, fuse removal, and even knob and tub removal. Call now for a free estimate with 24-hour emergency service and senior citizen discounts. Call 1-800-822-5119. That's 1-800-822-5919. Or visit personstoperson.com.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast. All for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
823, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about stealing elections electronically. Brad Friedman writes, bradblog.com is where you can find that. By the way, there's a five-minute video that Princeton University put together, and it shows how our votes can and will be nullified, switched, stolen, or trashed. If you'd like to see the video, he's got a link posted at bradblog.com. Mr. Friedman, take a couple more calls.
I'd be delighted.
Carolyn Fairfax, good morning. You're on with Will and Willie and Brad Friedman.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was under the impression that if you mail in your vote, that it actually doesn't get counted unless there's a 4% discrepancy in, you know, in the voting count. Is that right?
You know what? That's different from state to state and perhaps even county to county. I'm not sure. But, yeah, absentee ballots and provisional ballots are generally not counted right away on election night. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they aren't. A lot of folks think that using an absentee ballot because it's a paper ballot is going to be a lot safer than showing up at the polls on election day. Not necessarily so, and for a number of reasons.
Mr. Brown, what do you know about that?
Well, it's hard to, frankly, to tell. I think you have to talk directly to the local elected official, whoever is administering that program.
Now, you know, one of the things that I've recommended by candidates is that, on election night, don't concede and don't even declare victory at this point if you can, because I think that every vote is precious. Wait for these damn ballots to be counted, absentee, provisional, whatever they are. Down in San Diego, and I think I was on with you guys talking about this some months ago, in that Busby Bilbray race to replace the disgraced Duke Cunningham, they had a very close race. The Democratic candidate Busby conceded on election night, and 7 days later, the Republicans flew out Bilbray and swore him into the House when there was still thousands and thousands of votes left to be counted. Later on, the election was contested down there, but what we learned was the judge ended up throwing it out after the House of Representatives sent a letter and said, hey, California has no jurisdiction over this case anymore because we've already sworn in Brian Bilbray. What they're doing, this incredible power grab, is saying that California courts and voters no longer have jurisdiction over their own elections, and that's because these guys are now swearing them in before they've even counted these absentee and provisionals and regular ballots. It's an outrage.
Brad Friedman, Willie.
They can only do the swearing in if there is a certification of the vote. And that's why I say it is the local elected official, election official that we must get control of. And that local election official must not certify any election until all of the votes have been counted.
Willie, I got bad news for you. They swore in Brian Bilbray 16 days before that election was certified, period. He was Brian Bilbray was not certified. The Secretary of State's office in California here, Bruce McPherson's assistant, sent a fax saying, yeah, it looks like he's going to be the winner. It looks like nobody's going to challenge it. And, of course, they knew damn well I was already challenging it because they had sent those voting machines home on sleepovers with poll workers for days and weeks prior to the election.
I love that term, sleepovers. Sounds like they had hot chocolate and pillow fights.
Well, you know what? That's what they do. Then they've got a week's time to sit around and do anything they want with the machines, when the Princeton study showed us that in less than a minute's time, no password necessary, you can access these machines, you can put anything you want on there, and it will never be detected. And by the way, just yesterday, Princeton came out with a further study saying, showing that this the lock that is used on these machines, the key for it, is the same as a hotel minibar. It's the same key for every machine. And you can take, I'm not kidding you, you could take your hotel minibar key, bring it home, and use it to open up this Diebold machine when you're keeping it on one of these overnight sleepovers. And they're doing it up there in San Francisco as well, as I understand.
827-960 The Quake. Jeff in San Francisco, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, well, I guess just listening to this, there's too many things for progressives to be worrying about, first of all, is my first reaction.
Too many things?
Too many things. So just to have this on top of everything else, you know, is there going to be a war with the October surprise? Is, you know, all the, I don't know, too many things to worry about. So what I'm wondering is, you know, the more the Bush people are in power and the more the Republicans are in power, the more I tend to believe in conspiracy theories, which is not normally like me. But I'm wondering if we're headed towards kind of a electronic-style beer hall putsch kind of thing going on. And you know, that's, of course, assuming that this is all organized, you know, from somewhere on high. To me, it sounds like these voting machines are being, you know, bought by governments the same way we buy defense equipment. I mean, it's becoming incestuous and weird, and I don't know. I don't have much of a question there. But
Brad, do you agree with Jeff in San Francisco that we have too much to worry about?
Well, we have the bottom line is worry about elections, because if you don't get those right, if you don't get those clean, nothing else matters. You can't change anything else. And yeah, it is private companies overtaking our public electoral system with secret software. And finally, it's not a conspiracy theory if it only takes one single person to flip an entire election. And that's what we have now. One person can do it, no conspiracy needed, and guess what? It's no longer a theory. It's been proven as a reality, and you can watch the videotape yourself. Even Fox News demonstrated how easy you can flip an election on a Diebold electric.
Brad, I hate talking to you. You scare the hell out of me.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for your time, Brad. We appreciate it. You can read all about it at bradblog.com. More Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on 960 The Quake.
In every life we have some trouble.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The astronauts spotted more debris outside the shuttle today, but NASA says no problems have been spotted. CNN's Daniel Seaberg reports the shuttle's scheduled to land tomorrow.
This mystery may never be solved as to what all of these objects were, but the key is, of course, whether the shuttle is safe to land. The earliest opportunity would be 6:21 Eastern time tomorrow morning.
More than 45 people have died in violence in Iraq in the past day. Police also say they've found 227 bodies dumped around the city of Baghdad in the past week. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is speaking right now at the UN, criticizing President Bush's speech to that body yesterday.
An Alfred Hitchcock movie
incluso yo propondría
could use it as a scenario. I would even propose a title.
Del Diablo.
The Devil's Recipe.
The AAA Travel Club says the national average price of gas is $2.47 a gallon. The German parliament's approved sending about 2,400 military personnel to Lebanon as part of the multinational peacekeeping force. This is CNN Radio. Dr. Robert Brackett at the Food and Drug Administration says inspectors are back out at 9 California farms looking for the source of the multi-state E. coli outbreak in spinach.
At this point, we have investigators actually on the farms looking for any possible infractions that might have occurred or any kind of environmental conditions that would have led to contamination by this organism.
More than 130 people in 22 states have gotten sick, apparently from eating bad spinach. Hurricane Gordon has turned into Tropical Storm Gordon, and hurricane warnings have been lifted in the Azores. Still, the islands are expecting to get some heavy rain. Tropical Storm Helene, Hurricane Helene, continues meandering in the Atlantic with winds of about 110 miles an hour. Indications are that it won't hit any land. Some 5,000 people filled a stadium in Australia for a memorial service for crocodile hunter Steve Irwin. They heard testimonials to his zest for life and his passion for animals. The service carried by three Australian TV networks and broadcast worldwide. This is CNN.
Here's a look at traffic from the CRON 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
8:32 at 9:60 of the Quake, and this report is brought to us by Carl's Jr. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. A lot of slow places, but not a lot of really bad problems. Now, there is a significant slowdown coming up the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Metering lights on, slow in the upper deck into San Francisco, but nothing unusual. Normal traffic for this time of the morning. North Bay troubles, including 101 northbound before College in Santa Rosa. Two-car crash, left lane block. Slow through this whole commute from 780 down to Carlson Boulevard in Richmond. Just pockets of stop and really slow. 680 southbound at North Main Street. Car stalled in the carpool lane, and from Willow Pass down there, a little bit of a crawl. Wake up to the new smoked sausage breakfast sandwich at Carl's Jr., made with real smoked sausage, eggs, and cheese. Stop by Carl's Jr. for a delicious breakfast today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just go to our website at quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Your favorite shows have come together in one great place, the new CW Television Network. Get ready, 'cause here we come. America's Next Top Model, Gilmore Girls, Smallville, One Tree Hill, Runaway, Everybody Hates Chris, and that's just the beginning. The new CW is launching tonight with the eye-popping two-hour season premiere of America's Next Top Model, the new CW Television Network.
Starts tonight at 8 on the CW Bay Area, 44 Cable 12.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Yes.
Come back.
837. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. A few minutes ago, spent some conversation with BradBlog.com and Brad Friedman telling us about voting irregularities. You know, there is joy and beauty and color and magic and love throughout our world, but every once in a while there's some crap. And this voting stuff is crap, and we feel that we're doing a service by addressing it this morning. Some folks wanted to weigh in, too. Nick in San Francisco, good morning. You're on with Will and Willie.
Hey, good morning. I'm thrilled to have you guys talking about this stuff because a few months back I stopped into the Hotel Vitale and said, I'm going to send a load of articles about these issues. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned and your guests and you guys are concerned, it's the critical issue to our democracy. If you can't throw these cats out, then it's never going to change. I was going to say, too, something to look into would be the reality that Chuck Hagel, who might be presenting himself for the Republican ticket for president, also was on the precursor board of the precursor company to ES&S just before he won his race in Nebraska for the Senate, where his opponent was leading handily going into the race. And then he ended up taking the race where they magically were using ES&S machines to count those votes. And then the second time around, he won by a landslide.
Yeah, it was an upset.
Yeah, and in fact, they hadn't in the first round, Nebraska had not elected a Republican senator in 28 years. So there they were using the machines, and he used to be on the board of the company that with those machines. The other thing I wanted to say is in Ohio, I think it was last June, it might have been the November selection that we had for Bush again, but there were, subsequent to that, actually it was subsequent to that, there were four ballot initiatives in Ohio to clean up the vote. They were all leading by several percentage points right before the vote happened, and then they magically all lost by two or three percentage points. So that's actually a lot more oversight to the Ohio elections, and of course, they all lost. And one last quick point.
That's good stuff, Nick.
Give Stephen Freeman a call if you haven't ever talked to him and could get him on. He did probably the most definitive analysis of the 04 debacle with the raw exit poll data versus the quote-unquote official results, and the swings were absolutely improbable because if we believe in statistics and if we believe in peer-reviewed methodology, margins of error, statistical analysis, raw exit poll data. In fact, they were using the same in Georgia and Ukraine when the Bush administration was saying, oh, no, see there. They use those raw exit poll data numbers. That's going to show you there was fraud in those elections.
All right, that's good stuff, Nick. Thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it. 866-960-KQKE. Willie, what do you think about Nick's comments?
Well, Nick is citing some things that most of us did not know about. I walking through how many elections were suspect as it relates to the results, particularly those four initiatives in Ohio, deserves, I think, a serious congressional commission review, somewhat comparable to the 9/11 commission that was appointed and did a review, and they should go throughout the nation and in fact cite those examples where the results seem to have been somewhat dealt with harshly.
Well, you know, there's actually a thing before Congress right now. A representative from New Jersey has introduced. We got an email from one of our listeners, and there's the Accountability in Voting Act, and they have, I think, what is it, John, 212 co-sponsors, and yeah, they need 218 for it to pass?
Thanks for the email, Lisa. You can contact us by clicking on Contact Us on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com, and these emails get passed to us right away. Willie, Lisa says, I heard your discussion regarding vote fraud. Representative Rush Holt of New Jersey has introduced the Voter Confidence and Increased Accessibility Act that would require all voting machines to produce a paper record so the voter can make sure that their, you know, proper vote was tallied and that election officials can use to verify. They have 212 sponsors, co-sponsors, Lisa says, including Ms. Pelosi and Ms. Woolsey. They need 218 to make sure it passes. So it's close.
Yeah, that would be great.
I would think that it would be great, but I'm always leery, really leery, of that many members of Congress getting together to co-sponsor something and not achieving a goal. Revelation is the most important part of this, and what Brad said about a court saying, hey, we're not going to wait for you to count the votes. That's, in effect, what Brad said. In other words, the polls close at 8:01. a court could say it's okay to go ahead and swear someone in, even though the count hasn't been completed. All those things deserve, I think, more than just the Accountability Act. They deserve a complete airing, and people like The Guardian and other organizations publish the results. Maybe then we will get the kind of legislation that would eliminate any possibility of fraud. I got to tell you, if the ATM machine, and I have tried every method by which I'm using that machine to increase...
Oh, boy.
You're going to hack an ATM together?
At least you're honest.
I got to tell you, there's absolutely no way to do anything except... spend what you have in that bank, period. It seems to me that technology is available and should be available, and there is a paper trail. The banks keep paper like you wouldn't believe. As a matter of fact, I'm fearful that my IRS investigation may reveal what I don't want it to reveal, all because of the paper trail of these credit card companies and these ATMs. If we can do that, it's clear that we don't need to go through any... huge kind of activity to achieve that goal with the word of voting. We simply should just let the ATM people run the voting for us.
Well, now, it would be very convenient to claim a Republican conspiracy. It would be arguably a cheap shot to say that there's one group of individuals behind this. What probably is more accurate is that more damage can be done by one kid with a certain magnetic strip and a couple of tools. You see websites go down all the time.
And these aren't bark, yeah.
These aren't organized groups. These aren't armies of technological soldiers. It's one troublemaker.
In Denmark.
And they're smart. And they know what to do. And they can increase their ATM balance by sticking in a certain particular card that they made in their living room or in the basement of their mother's house. So
I got to tell you, though, John, but these kids have not been that good at messing around with the banks. The banks seem to have a way of... protecting their money. I'd like to see them protect our vote.
Banks and casinos.
Yes.
Pretty sharp, aren't they? It's 844. Keith Olbermann, who... he just has great takes on his show. If you haven't seen his show, we'll reset for you. And got a little rant from Olbermann straight ahead. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
844, here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Willow Pass Road off-ramps are closed now to get onto Highway 4 and a portion of Willow Pass Road that runs north of 4 that's right there parallel to the freeway. That was a three-car injury accident a little while ago near what they call the Kinney Bridge. If you live in the neighborhood, you know where that bridge is. Concord Police are out there, too, and there's a swarm of cars. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza. Traffic backed up into the maze. No unusual problems, just a lot of cars, as normal. 101 northbound before College in Santa Rosa. Two-car crash has the left lane blocked. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com.
The Oakland Raiders have this to say.
Promotion Express is always reliable, accommodating, and great to work with. Whenever a job needs to be done fast, Promotion Express Aikido comes to the rescue.
The Port of Oakland said,
ProX Print does terrific work. The entire process was easy, speedy, and affordable. We recommend everyone to print at ProX Print. Thanks again.
Go to ProXPrint.com or call 888-310-7769. Pickups in the East Bay or in San Francisco. Click on ProXPrint.com for details. ProXPrint.com. Best prices on quality prints.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following is a public service message from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Consumer Federation of America.
These days, some people feel more secure having a gun in their home. But research shows that guns in the home are much more likely to be used to kill or injure a family member than to shoot an attacker. I'm Dr. Lori Weichenthal, and I treat gunshot wound victims. For the safety of your family, don't have a gun in your home. And if you have a gun, please keep it unloaded and locked up and store the ammunition separately.
8:48, good morning. 9:60, The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm John Scott. Thank you for joining us. Got some good meaty stuff going on this morning, talking about voting and the UN and a lot going on in our world. Some for good, not all for good, though. Keith Olbermann, we have been discussing, is one of the only reasons to watch MSNBC, to be quite honest. There's just not much there, and those poor folks. But Olbermann is good, and he gets mad, and he gets fired up. Last week or week before, that Rumsfeld and Bush addressed the American Legion, and Olbermann thought about it for a while. He got mad, and then he said the following.
We end the countdown where we began, our number one story, with a special comment on Mr. Rumsfeld's remarkable speech to the American Legion yesterday. It demands the deep analysis and the sober contemplation of every American. For it did not merely serve to impugn the morality or intelligence, indeed the loyalty, of the majority of Americans who oppose the transient occupants of the highest offices in the land. Worse still, it credits those same transient occupants, our employees, with a total omniscience. A total omniscience which neither common sense nor this administration's track record, at home or abroad, suggests they deserve. Dissent and disagreement with government is the life's blood of human freedom, and not merely because it is the first roadblock against the kind of tyranny the men Mr. Rumsfeld likes to think of as his troops still fight this very evening in Iraq.
He is a great writer. And if you put his words into print, made a column out of it, it's very eloquent. He's obviously a very skilled writer. What do you think, Willie?
I think that he conveys the kind of comments that we'd love to make full time. And certainly as a politician, I'd love to have that flow of words and with meaning. Can you see Bush trying to pronounce any of the words that he uses? I can see Bush will sit there and say, what is he saying?
And
he's somebody
actually,
interpret that to me?
He's actually getting fairly good ratings on that on MSNBC. And MSNBC is full of Scarborough Country, and I think Hannity and Combs is on there.
Yes, they are. Oh, they are.
So it's really pitched towards the right, and he, just all by himself. If you go up to YouTube, they're constantly focusing on Olbermann. Oh, you got to people, you know, waxing ecstatic. You got to read this. You got to read Olbermann. You got to see what he said yesterday about Bush, and they get very excited. So he's become a standard bearer for a large part of the progressive community.
All right, here's some more anger from Olbermann. Cut you out.
In what country was Mr. Rumsfeld raised? As a child, of whose heroism did he read? On what side of the battle for freedom did he dream one day to fight? With what country has he confused the United States of America?
Mm-hmm. That sounds just like a burst of Durst.
Nah, it kind of does.
I've never heard it. Yes, it does. It's just a burst of Durst. And so we have our own version, frankly, right here in the house. And people who would like to do the comparison that, John, you and I get an opportunity to do every day, can go to the archives. They're there. And pick it up. Believe me. And they are as current tomorrow as they were when they were given yesterday.
Well, you know, there is so much fodder. There's so much fodder for things going on right now. You got a guy going to prison. And this is the same guy. John and I were talking about this earlier. About Bob Ney. He's going to prison. And he refuses to give up his house seat. I think he's going to run. He's going to try to run again. I don't know if he's made the primary or not. Perhaps he hasn't run. But do you remember, Mr. Brown, do you remember there was another guy in Ohio, James Trafficant?
Yes.
He was busted, and he served from jail.
I was going to say, he actually continued to receive his paycheck while serving time. And as a matter of fact, he said he was going to seek re-election from the jail.
From jail, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately for him, he couldn't get time off to go file the papers. So.
Do you have to file the papers in person?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's something more dangerous than stupidity, and it's called delusion. And gentlemen like those...
what is it about Ohio? That's what I want to know.
It's in the water. It's called E. coli in most other places.
Well, one of the rumors is Bob Ney needs his paycheck, his congressional paycheck, that he's dead broke.
Well, then that means he must have spent all of that for which he's pleaded guilty.
Yeah, the $50,000 here, the $50,000
there. Yeah, you know, how do you do that? You really must think that you're in perpetuity on the income stream side. I suspect he also needs to worry about his pension, because after all, the harm is going to be visited upon his family as his wife and maybe the children or the grandchildren as he goes about to spend time in public housing. With a health care program.
Public housing with a health care program. I never thought of it that way. Yeah. Three squares and a cot.
That's right.
Three hots and a cot. Well, Willie, you've taken these shots before. You're a big boy. You can take this. But you have people like Bob Ney who go, well, I'm not giving up my seat for whatever. And he never says it's because his checkbook is empty. He says it's because I'm not done serving the American people. And exactly. You look at a guy like Joe Lieberman that says, well, I don't care if I lost primary. I really would like to continue to serve the American people. And what they're really saying is that there are 535 individuals who are probably the most powerful 535 people on earth. It's a good gig. Pays well. Get to eat nice restaurants. Got people sucking up to you all the time. Why would you want to leave once you're in?
But you know what it is, John? Though it is the power, the opportunity to exercise power. It's the one way you don't have to be born of Elizabeth's statue. You don't have to be the beneficiary of a coup done by somebody on the military side. You can be simply empowered by the vote of people without reference to any pre-qualifications to achieve the goal.
What is
and now
it?
We
Isn't
know
it?
That you don't even have to wait for an accurate count.
Is it an aphrodisiac? Is it just something that fills you full of self-worth? Do you feel like you're better than everybody else, or do you actually feel like you're doing good? And that's the thing that drives you. It shoots some adrenaline through you.
In most cases, you convince yourself that even exploiting the situation for your own personal gain, you're doing good. And once you reach that level, you are lost. You become the Bob Nays of the world. You become the Tom DeLays of the world. On the other hand, there are people like Byron Scheer from down in San Mateo County or John Vasconcellos who actually love the job, would fight as hard as ever to maintain the job, to hold the job, but invariably they would measure in their own ego-wise by how many trees Scheer saves or how many lives Mr. Vasconcellos inspires to be something more humane in their conduct. So there are people who enjoy the power both ways, for personal gain, for personal achievement, and others who really think putting power in their hands will give them an opportunity to do great good.
They got an interesting race because the Massachusetts primary was yesterday. And, of course, it's keeping real with the Will and Willie 960, the Quake. Yesterday, a Democrat won, Lieutenant Governor Carrie Healey. And that's the Republican.
She's the Republican
nominee.
And Devon Patrick.
Deval Patrick is a Democrat.
Right. And he's a black guy.
He's a black guy, and she's a woman, and they would be the first in their respective gender race to be governor of Massachusetts. So that's going to be a pivotal scene in 48 days.
And the issues will be, from each candidate's standpoint, will not be dissimilar. I think they each are pro-choice. I think they each are for whatever sales tax that currently exists. I think they're each in pursuit of health care, expanded upon what Mitch Romney has done. I think this is going to be truly an American storybook election for the governorship of one of the original colonies, and it'll be good.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Yes.
Coming up in the next hour, Lisa McCree, who used to be on ABC, now does a public television program produced in California called California Connected. It's solid stuff. She'll join us later on in the hour. And more of your phone calls, too, on 960 The Quake.
This is a democracy, still, sometimes just barely. And as such, all voices count, not just his. Had he or his president perhaps proven any of their prior claims of omniscience about Osama bin Laden's plans 5 years ago, about Saddam Hussein's weapons 4 years ago, about Hurricane Katrina's impact 1 year ago, we all might be able to swallow hard and accept their omniscience as a bearable, even useful recipe of fact plus ego. He, Mr. Bush, Mr. Cheney, and their cronies have, inadvertently or intentionally, profited and benefited, both personally and politically. And yet he can stand up in public and question the morality and the intellect of those of us who dare ask just for the receipt for the emperor's new clothes.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Riddle. Senators have taken another step toward approving a 700-mile-long fence along the U.S.-Mexico border. CNN's Lisa Goddard is following developments on Capitol Hill.
Jim, minutes ago, the Senate overwhelmingly agreed to take a vote on that 700-mile border fence. That's scheduled for later, but this shows the measure's likely to pass in some form. Majority Leader Bill Frist calls it a good start.
We need an enforcement-first approach to immigration reform. Not enforcement only, but enforcement first.
But here's the disagreement. Democrats like Harry Reid say the fence won't keep everyone out and won't address illegal immigrants here.